I'm speaking today with playwright Lila Rose Kaplan, whose magical, intriguing new play, The Magician's Daughter, will have a free public reading in Washington on Monday at Spooky Action Theater. Lila Rose, thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for having me, Gavin. It's an honor to be here.
Your play draws some inspiration from an earlier play about a magician and his daughter that we might be familiar with. Tell me about that.
Well, right when I was having the opportunity to start writing this play, I saw a production of The Tempest at ART, American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, where I live. Some of you may have seen it. I think it also came to DC, but it's this production with like movement by Palopoulos and music by Tom Waits and magic by magical magicians, whose name I can't remember. And even though there were all of these amazing things around it, what actually struck me in that was Miranda, the actress playing Miranda, who's the daughter, was just fierce and fabulous. And it was the first time I really kind of zoomed in on the Prospero-Miranda relationship. And so that kind of gave me a jumping off point for this play.
And sure enough, there's a Prospero and a Miranda in your play. Who are they in your version?
Well, this is definitely like not an adaptation. This is more of an inspired by or launched by. In my play, well, there are many things. They start out as a magician and his assistant, also a magician and his daughter, who are doing a magic show. And a few minutes into the show, she quits. And that kind of like opens up and splinters the world. And then we go into this kaleidoscope of scenes where we see different parts of their relationship acted out in different ways. So we see she's a bartender and he's a patron, he's a professor, she's a student, he's a little girl, she's a monster. You know, it goes all kinds of places you might not expect. And then I don't want to give away the second half, but in the second half, it really zeroes in more on their father-daughter relationship. And for me, it was a really powerful piece to work on. I wrote it on a silent playwriting retreat, and I am someone who likes to talk a lot, so I feel like a lot of my talking energy got to go into the play. It's a piece about father-daughter relationships and how wonderful and complicated they can be.
Well, speaking of those relationships, you mentioned that Miranda quits as Prospero's assistant early. That is a relationship one can quit. One can leave one's job. The father-daughter one, as they find, is a lot tougher. Or the parent-child one, right? So, and you wrote also standing on the brink of a very different relationship with parent-child relationships of your own.
Yes. Absolutely. So I wrote this play, as I said, on a silent playwriting retreat. I was also pregnant and didn't know it yet. So this play was the beginning of many things for me. And as I'm sure many of us have found, becoming a parent makes you think really differently about your own parents. And so I don't know. This play for me was really exploring, you know, a lot of my plays explore intergenerational relationships. And this one does that even more and in, I think, more magical and insightful ways. I really love this play. I'm really excited. I'm going to share it.
Well, those intrigued by this, and that should be everyone hearing, can enjoy it in a free reading Monday, February 13th at 7 p.m. at Spooky Action Theater, 1810 16th Street, Northwest Washington. More info and free reservations at spookyaction.org. Lila Rose, thanks for telling us about your play.
Thanks for having me, Gavin. I hope to see you all at the reading.